Time now for the worship service of Our Savior Lutheran Church here on AM 1380 WPHM Port Huron.
Morning on this April 18th, the third Sunday in Easter. Today is your praise team will be conducting the service, which will be myself, Scott Pike, our musical director, Helen DeTerry, our soundboard technician will be Marsha Wetzel, and then our technical backup will be Doug Cole. So welcome to Our Savior Lutheran Church. It is a beautiful morning and we are blessed with, and as we've told you many, many times, it's such a beautiful sight to see the sun rising through the Ascension window and to see Jesus Christ just lit up before us. So today, our radio broadcast is being sponsored by Jane and Jim Borntrager and Sandy Kamar in memory of her father. So just to let you know, for this service, we will be celebrating the Eucharist later on. So if you are going to join us, you might want to take a moment, find your bread, your cracker, your juice or wine, whatever it is you're going to use, and then we'll direct you at the time and place when we do the communion service. So the first song we heard this morning was the prelude, which was incredible. It was on Angel's Wings by Taryn Harbridge. This morning's gathering hymn is going to be Earth and All Stars by the Episcopal Cafe.
Thank you.
I want to acknowledge the radio station. I failed to do that. Welcome to WSAQ 1380. Also, remember, you can always pick us up on podcast on Monday. Also, it would seem the devil was trying to interfere with our broadcast earlier, that there was some overlay. So it appears our Lord prevailed again by providing the technical expertise at the radio station to correct that. So thank goodness we have a clear broadcast this morning. We gather this morning to worship our God, revealed to us as our Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
The gospel for the third Sunday of Easter is always one in which the risen Christ shares food with his disciples. Meals that are the Easter template for the meal we share each Sunday. In today's gospel, Jesus both shares the disciples' food and shows them the meaning of his suffering, his death, and his resurrection. Through the scriptures, the two main elements of our Sunday worship. Alleluia! Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia!
Refreshed by the resurrection of life, we share Christ. Let us give thanks for the baptism. We thank you, risen Christ, for these waters where you make us new, leading us from death to life, from tears to joy. We bless you, risen Christ, that your spirit comes to us in the grace-filled waters of rebirth. Like rains to our thirsting earth, like streams that revive our souls, like cups of cool water shared with strangers. Breathe your peace on your church when we hide in fear. Clothe us with your mercy and forgiveness. Send us companions on our journey as we share your life. Make us one, risen Christ. Cleanse our hearts. Shower us with life. To you be given all praise with the Holy Spirit in the glory of God, now and forever.
Amen.
And our hymn of praise today is going to be I Can Only Imagine by the One Voice Children's Choir. And Helen asked us to play this one in memory of all the junior choirs that passed through Our Savior Lutheran Church through the years.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me.
I can only imagine.
I can only imagine when the day comes and I find myself standing in the sun.
I can only imagine when all I will do is forever, forever worship you.
I can only imagine. Imagine,
oh,
surrounded by your glory.
can only imagine when all I will do is forever, forever worship you.
Is there anything more special than the blessing of hearing a child's voice lifting up our Lord's name in praise? It's just incredible. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
And Marcia's going to bring us the prayer of the day and the first reading.
Holy and righteous God, you are the author of life, and you adopt us to be your children. Fill us with your words of life, that we may live as witnesses to the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
After healing a man unable to walk, Peter preaches to the people, describing how God's promises to Israel have been fulfilled in Jesus. Through the proclamation of Christ's death and resurrection, God is offering them forgiveness and restoration in Jesus' name. The first reading comes from Acts chapter 3, verses 12 through 19. Peter addressed the people, "You Israelites, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us, as though by your own power or piety we have made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our ancestors, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release him. But you rejected the Holy and Righteous One and asked to have a murderer given to you. And you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses. And by faith in his name itself has made this man strong, whom you see and know, and the faith that is through Jesus has given him this perfect health in the presence of all of you. And now, friends, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. In this way, God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, that his Messiah would suffer. Repent, therefore, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out. This is the word of God, the word of life.
Thanks be to God.
And Helen this morning will bring us the Psalms and the second reading.
Good morning. Today's psalm is Psalm 4 with the antiphon, "The Lord does wonders for the faithful." Answer me when I call, O God, defender of my cause. You set me free when I was in distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer.
You mortals, how long will you be dishonored?
My glory,
how long will you love illusions and seek after lies?
Know that the Lord does wonders for the faithful. The Lord will hear me when I call.
Tremble then, and do not sin. Speak to your heart in silence upon your bed. The Lord does wonders for the faithful.
Offer the appointed sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord.
Many are saying, "Who will show us any good?" Let the light of your face shine upon us, O Lord.
You have put gladness in my heart more than when grain and wine abound.
In peace I will lie down and sleep,
for you alone, O Lord, make me rest secure.
The Lord does wonders for the faithful.
Today's second reading is 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. God has loved us in order to make us children of God. Though we do not yet know the full details of our future existence, we trust that God will reveal it just as God revealed Jesus to take away our sins. Here begins the reading. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not been yet revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness, because sin is lawlessness. You know that he was revealed to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Everyone who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God. The gospel for this day in Easter is from Luke, starting with chapter 24. Glory to you, O Lord. In this account of an appearance after his resurrection, Jesus opens the minds of the disciples to understand him as Messiah. Jesus convinces them that he has been raised and sends them on a mission to proclaim the message of repentance and forgiveness. Jesus himself stood before the disciples and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified, and they thought they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and look at my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything to eat?" And they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and he ate in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are the witness of these things. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Blessed be to God and Father of mercies and God of comfort. Good morning. As I was reading the lessons today, the word faith just kept jumping out at me. And when I looked it up, faith is defined by the Merriam-Webster's dictionary as allegiance to duty or a person, fidelity to one's promise, belief, and trust in and loyalty to God, belief in the traditional doctrines of a religion, firm belief in something for which there is no proof, complete trust, something that is believed, especially a strong conviction, and especially a system of religious beliefs, such as the Protestant faith. Well, that's a very thorough definition. I think Paul described faith much, much better and much more simply. In my opinion, Paul described it in Hebrews 11. "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen." To Pastor Don, faith is one of three daughters, and I'm sure his favorite. Like I said, I'm intrigued by the concept of faith. In some ways, it's a really simple thing, but in other ways, it's really complicated and it's really hard to understand. So this morning, I would like to explore this concept of faith just a bit. Now, I'll do my best to not go down a very deep philosophical rabbit hole that's easy to do. Now, faith is a term we use frequently. We tend to apply it to relationships, to people's abilities, to religion. But what does it actually mean, or what does it imply? Faith relies on the intangible. The ability to believe with intensity, to one's core, to one's soul. Now, belief, on the other hand, is an understanding that we have confidence in something. We have been presented with information or evidence that causes us to have a knowledge of how something works or a way a philosophy is interpreted. But belief may not or may not be an absolute. So imagine a teacher telling a student after learning a process, "I believe you can do it." Now this statement in particular gives an escape clause. "While I taught you well, there's a chance you may not be able to actually do this function without my help." Now in contrast, faith is a more of a term of certainty, or at least near certainty. Taking the same example, the teacher now tells the student, "You know how to do it, and I have complete faith in you." Now this statement implies that the teacher can walk away with confidence that the student will be able to complete the function or the ability without their help. But faith is also more fragile than belief. It can be easily disrupted, damaged, or chipped away at. The term faith and belief are closely related, but not necessarily consistent with one another. In terms of our Christianity, where is faith in our belief system, and what is the strength of that faith? So as I was reading the gospel first and second lessons, as I said, the term faith just kept jumping out at me, and that was the reason I decided to explore this. We're also coming out of the season of Lent, and in the Easter season, which calls for us to reflect upon our faith as Christians, and particularly the effect it has on our lives. Now, in the first reading from Acts, Peter and the disciples have just finished healing a person. What I found particularly interesting about this is the disciples had recently had their own faith in Christ challenged immensely. They had just finished living through the entire trial and betrayal of Jesus. Through the whole process, they wanted to deny prophecy that the Messiah would have to suffer and die, and then return from the dead. Obviously, this was out of their own human weakness and their love for Jesus Christ, the man. But now we see they've taken the commission given to them by Christ to go into the world, healing the sick and binding sin. So let's take a look at what's taking place to bring them to their own intense faith and belief. Now the disciples, they had a front row seat to the life and times of Christ. They were witnesses to the physical death of Jesus as well as his resurrection. And their faith can be understood as eyewitnesses. As those eyewitnesses, they were able to provide trusted firsthand information of those events to the people they minister to. In the second lesson, the first letter from John is a letter assuring us of the love and saving grace of God and Jesus Christ. This reading takes me right to the heart of faith. John writes in such an emphatic and passionate way that he leaves little room for doubt for the believer. His writing is not a discussion, but a statement. He states his case in a very straightforward way. Our God loves us. He loves us so much that he sent his emissary to take on our sins, so that we may be forgiven, so that God does not see sin in us. John reassures us that the story has not concluded but continues. We're not privileged to have the rest of the story revealed to us, but we will know when the time comes, and we will clearly see God's love, and we will be privileged to have an eternity of pure love in existence with our Father. Then we come to today's gospel from Luke. Here we empathize with the disciples. Let's go back and consider the life of the disciples and everything that led up to the point where the lesson of these miracles. So the disciples were able to witness. They witnessed Jesus walk on water, create wine from water, heal the sick, raise the dead. So is his returning from the dead too much of a stretch, too much for them to believe? Well, apparently it must be, because we find the disciples in a locked room and all of a sudden Jesus appears before them. The passage describes the scene. Instead of the raucous joy we would expect at seeing their Lord return to them, they find that they're terrified, and they suspect they're seeing a ghostly spirit. Now it takes Jesus to lovingly speak to them, to show his wounds, to prove himself to them. Now even further, Jesus displays his humanness by telling them he was hungry, and then asking for something to eat, and they provided him with some fish. Jesus then becomes the teacher again, reminding them of the prophecies from Moses and the scriptures foretelling all of this. The disciples are clearly convinced and in awe. in looking at these passages, it makes me look at our faith today. I wonder, how is it that 2,000 plus years later, we can maintain our own faith? Let's think about that for a minute. No one alive today was witness to the experiences of the disciples. Think about how we know the stories of Christ in the Bible. The stories and information were initially handed down by word of mouth, and later ancient texts such as the Dead Sea Scrolls are discovered. And over time, the church and theologians have studied and examined various sources of information regarding the message of Christ, culminating into the Christian Bible as we know it today. This clearly has not ended the debate as theories and arguments continue. Now, the way I see it is we hold a special place in God and Jesus' heart. Now, I base this particular belief in going back to the story of Thomas. We know doubting Thomas. Jesus tells us of our unique and special place when he stated, "Have you believed because you have seen me? But blessed are those who have not seen and yet come to believe." Now, the mere fact that 2,000 plus years later, we are able to maintain our faith in Christ speaks volumes. We can also take note from the disciples that times of crisis of faith, it's normal and part of our human frailty to have our faith challenged. Now, personally, I often find myself intimidated by the immensity of God. When I try to understand God, he has no beginning, he has no end. He is the creator of all. It's just so much to take in that it transcends my ability to truly believe. When I have those moments where my faith is being tested, I'm able to reflect on the Gospels and the lessons provided to us by Christ. Then I look back at the fact that in this whole giant, supposedly unending universe, God took the time to send his son to this little blue speck in the universe to save all humanity, and even me. Then the immensity I feel of God is then overshadowed by love for us, and I realize what special children we are to our Father. So these are my thoughts on faith today. If you have a chance, go back and look over the Gospels and see what it says to you. And we're going to continue today with the hymn of the day from Glorious Day by Casting Crowns.
One day when heaven was filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is he. The word became flesh and the light shined among us, his glory revealed. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried far away, rising he justified, freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day. One day they led him up Calvary's mountain, die on a tree, suffering anguish, despised and rejected, bearing our sins, my Redeemer is he. Hands that heal nations, stretched out on a tree, and took the nails for me. Since far away, rising he justified, freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious. buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified.
If you join me this morning in our affirmation of faith with the Apostles' Creed, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into the dead. And on the third day he rose again, and he ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. And Helen, would you take us into the prayers of intercession?
Alive in the risen Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit, we bring our prayers before God, who promises to hear us and answer in his steadfast love. Living God, in the midst of Easter joy, we are still filled with questions and wondering. Open our hearts and minds as we encounter the scriptures so that the church embodies repentance and forgiveness in the name of Jesus to all nations. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Creating God, like a master artist, you have fashioned the universe out of your love and delight. Heal your creation where it is in need of restoration. Provide all inhabitants of earth a peaceful and sustainable home. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of all the nations, hunger and thirst for your righteousness, may many call on you for guidance and strength. Answer their hopes with the peace of Christ and give your loving kindness to national, state, and local leaders of people. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Healing God, you hear the cries of those in need and answer them in their distress. Grant to those who are sick and suffering your compassion and nurse them back to health and wholeness. Heavenly Father, this day we ask that you will open our hearts and minds to your will. Unite us together through your love. May we be more understanding and compassionate towards one another's needs. Holy Spirit, helper and guide, lead us in the power of the cross. Protect us from the enemy. Your word promises life everlasting. We pray for that peace that passes all understanding. Be close to the hearts of the lonely. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Loving parent, you have given us such love that we should be called the children of God. Reveal yourself to us so that we in this community of faith will become more and more like you in our mutual love and bold witness. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of all times and ages, those who have died in you now see you as you are. We thank you for their lives. Assure us of the peace that you have promised, that we may join them in this everlasting life. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. Dear Heavenly Father, we lift up these names to you personally to watch over them, to offer them your healing hand and your hand of comfort. We pray specifically for Donna Taylor, Ray Chinowski, Don Chittister, Phyllis Akers, Linda Oswald, Lisa Van Leuven, Harper Cataldo, 4 months old, for medical testing and for his parents and family. For Linda Sullivan, the sister of Donna Taylor, who's currently hospitalized. For Mary Balderston. For Ken Perry's sister, Lou Ann, for her health. For Jean Forstner, who's in the hospital. For Colleen G., the granddaughter-in-law of Lois Langolf, who is a new mother but with stage 4 cancer. The family of Emberly Smith, a fellow employee with Hope at Goodwill, with her passing with COVID complications. The family of Darlene Norgren, with her passing this week. Dear Heavenly Father, we know that all things are done in your time, but we ask you to take this scourge of COVID that is just decimating this world and your children, and we ask you to move it along and to take it away from us. In the hope of new life in Christ, we raise our prayers to you, trusting in your never-ending goodness and mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Now, if you will you join me in the prayer taught to us, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Well, good morning. We have made another week with or without the COVID. Unfortunately, it put a dampener on our church council meeting this week because unfortunately it's spiking again in Michigan. So I ask for our prayers that one day we can soon get back together and we can enjoy our fellowship again once this all passes. I don't believe we have any meetings coming up in the near future. So stick with us on radio. Please pray for Pastor and his family. Pastor is still healing. Sounds like he's doing quite well, so we're all glad to hear that. And then we would take offering at this point. And as usual, I like to remind people that despite COVID, despite lockdowns, the church still has a fiscal need. It still has to pay for bills. It still has to pay lights, salaries, things like that are in need. And you've been wonderfully giving in your tithe during this period, and we ask that you would continue to do that. And you can do that in many ways. You can do that by a bank transfer. You can do that by mailing a check in. There's just so many ways, and if you need somebody to pick it up, we could probably arrange that too. So please keep your offerings in mind as we would continue through this process. And then we would offer up the offering hymn today, which is The Power of the Cross by Stuart Townsend.
Christ became
God of love, you call us beloved children and welcome us to your table. Receive our lives and the gifts we offer. Abide with us and send us in service to a suffering world. For the sake of your beloved child, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. We are going to have communion. So if you want to take a minute and gather your elements, your bread and your wine or juice and crackers, cookies and cake, whatever it is you need, we'll do that. Now, I need to go back to the announcements because I bypassed some very important information. Pastor Don's birthday will be in 2 days, April 20th. So Pastor, let us know what it's like to be 35. So then Wayne Bland, his birthday is on the 21st. Steve Craig's is on the 29th. Joe Murphy is on the 29th. And then Casey Dickinson's on the 30th. And then we have an anniversary this week, April 20th, also PD's birthday. Elvira and Joe Coulthard will have been married 38 years. Bless you guys. Let's move forward with the liturgy of the meal. You are indeed holy, almighty and merciful God. You are the most holy, and great is his majesty of your glory. You so loved the world that you gave your only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. We give you thanks for his coming into the world to fulfill for us your holy will and to accomplish all things for our salvation. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. He gave thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is the body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then again, after the supper, he took the cup. He gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." For as often as we eat of this bread and drink of this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. The risen Christ invites us to the table to come and eat and be satisfied. So take a minute, gather your bread, your cracker, open your cup. With the bread in your hands, this is the body of Christ. Take and eat. At this point, if you have wine or juice or coffee or whatever you're using, go ahead and prepare that and try not to spill it. The people of St. Martin's know what I'm talking about. This is Christ's blood shed for you. Take and drink. You've received the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. By his death and his resurrection, he has made full satisfaction for all of your sins. You may depart in his peace.
Amen.
And Helen, if you would give us the communion prayer.
Wellspring of joy, through this meal you have put gladness in our hearts. Satisfy the hunger still around us and send us as joyful witnesses that your love may bring joy to the hearts of all people. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. And then our sending hymn is going to be Everything Happens for a Reason. It's a inspirational guitar instrumental. And since we're running a little bit ahead, we'll probably add a little bit of extra music at the end for you to enjoy this Lord's Day. Thank you. Thank you. I want to take a minute before we go and thank you for being with us on this Sunday. Since Pastor Don had made the praise thing a thing, we have found this to be quite a blessing. I don't think any one of us ever really saw ourselves as preachers, ministers, or running church services, but it has been a blessing. So we hope that what we've received, maybe you have received a little bit of that blessing yourself. So may our glorious God grant you a spirit of wisdom to know and to love the risen Lord Jesus, the God of life, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Bless you now and forever.
Amen. Amen. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Go in peace. Share the good news. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
My heart is filled with thankfulness to Him who bore my pain, who plumbed the depths of my disgrace and gave me life again, who crushed my curse of sinfulness and clothed me in His light and wrote His law of righteousness with power upon my heart. My heart is filled with thankfulness to Him who walks beside, who floods my weaknesses with strength and causes fears to fly, whose every promise is enough for every step I take, sustaining me filled with thankfulness to Him who reigns above, whose wisdom is my perfect peace, whose every thought is love.
Sunday at 8:30 here on WPHM, Port Huron.